rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You want the debilitating cycles of anxiety to end. Not just for you, but for the millions of people across the world. I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. I see you trying to push your feelings down and just move on. Me too. It's a skill you've acquired. Personally, I think it's your power. Nevertheless, in light of all of the things that are blowing up the world right now, you have been, you know, having a terrible 7 days, and you just want someone to acknowledge how hard it can be. And I'm here to do that. I'm acknowledging your pain so much that, you know, I may have recycled the information in this episode, because it's just been so hard. Because being a warrior is just not the vibe. It's so hard being a protester. It's so hard putting your life on the line. And that's why a lot of people choose to keep their shit on screens, securely sitting on top of clouds, digital clouds, that is, you know, not real clouds, because I'm like not like in a plane or whatever. Like, but any, speaking of which, where is the nearest cloud upon which you can lounge? Just like those mythical babies on top of those cathedrals in Italy, you know, they might hold secrets to a more chill and productive outcome of your life. I'm just saying. Oh my gosh, B. Simone is canceled. All of the people are canceled. All of the celebrities are canceled because they're all fucking agents of white supremacy. And there are only so many ways that you can reroute your thoughts. You know, the fear, the anxiety, to reverse the terrible things you say to yourself. How do you stop that shit? It's not cute. Anxiety, you know, is like, it comes like waves crashing on the side of the Titanic, the one that they're like trying to exhume. They're trying to like pull it out of the ocean. I just saw a report about that. But anxiety comes like waves crashing on the sides of the Titanic, threatening your entire safety. Worse than, it feels worse than being encountered by the police. Or it's like the trunk of an elephant, sick of your shit and your stupid friends taking pictures of it. And as you ignore its feelings, you know, anxiety is just like an elephant. It will attack you in a heartbeat, large, loud, and angry. With the information I'm sharing with you today, I'm going to synthesize a little bit of ancient wisdom with some modern science That is the point of this show. And I just want you to be able to, you know, if you choose, reduce the doom prophecies swirling around in your head like pink and blue cotton candy at the county fair, or like Romans, like my grandma is reading in the Bible. Ultimately, those thoughts make your head and your stomach hurt. Thoughts like, you know, boo, you're going to fail anyway, you know, or, you know, you're met with these tactics you learn from your therapist. Yet every day you fight with yourself just to face anxiety, face those negative thoughts that you say to yourself. You don't know how you do it. You force yourself, you know, it seems you force yourself, but it seems like a good way to expand your energy for meaningful activities, you know, like living. So when are you done with all this self-talk reassuring you that it's going to be okay to leave the seclusion of your apartment, head to work and get there, you know, check your voicemails. You're overwhelmed and the process starts all over again. It's nearly impossible. And like I said earlier, millions of people deal with these same feelings. And you want to occupy your mind with information that helps you to be more social. So you get on Twitter, you get on Facebook, and you just keep getting traumatized and traumatized. And you want those social interactions, you know, not to end with awkward silence. Then you want those people to be your friends. And you know how dope you are. And by the time you get done listening today, hopefully you will have, you know, a little bit more vital information that makes it easier to let the world know not to fuck with you, Nan, anymore. In other words, the title of this episode is called Authentic Expression Remix. You know, and that's why you're so shy. And sometimes you're just a little freaky, like kind of like Summer Walker, you know, you kind of have like anxiety, but you like have no problem like expressing yourself in certain aspects, like sex and sexuality. And you're up on Twitter all day trying to stay saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ or whatever the fuck you're trying to do. And you're praying for your enemies and you're bowing down to the state and whatever it is. And basically, how is that working out for you? Because I don't really see how it is. It's kind of all a farce. I just saw a clip today on Twitter from a black man in an interview done by a white man, and where he's just being like, he's just going in on these people. And it's just all of these structures that we accept may be the reason why we are suffering. And, you know, I'm going to try to cite my sources as best as I can, but you can always visit my blog, devaughn.org, devaughn.org. And, that's where I put my sources. That's where I put the text from this podcast. So you're welcome. No, I'm just playing, but you can subscribe. It'll go straight to your email every week. Thank you so much for listening, but I wanted to highlight some research today. Research that kind of seemed, and I just talked about this the other day with my friend, it's kind of seemed like all of this research stopped around 1997, and I'm not entirely sure why. Well, by covering some data up that supports the fact that what you believe, how you think and what you do every day has the biggest impact on your life. So I'm not really sure why the research stopped, and it seems like it's being covered up. Anxiety specifically is a chemical imbalance in the brain caused by several various forces. Sometimes it's internal, but most times it's external. The anxiety of like, I don't know, the police killing you when you see them, I don't know, or shooting you with a rubber bullet, even though you're pressed or something. Anyway, anxiety is an imbalance, and it's made of, and it's most times it's made of like a natural motivation to, to get up and do something, anything. Like, and anxiety can be good for some people. Like, I joke all the time, like, oh my God, my anxiety is like, it gives me like strength when I need it. But sometimes anxiety makes you want to get up and leave or flee or fight or something. And sometimes it makes you want to fight yourself. And your desires get all jumbled up with the desires and expectations you sense from your environment. And that's what's weird. It's like you can't decipher what's real and what's fake. And it's hard to decipher what's healthy, what's a healthy thought, and what's a bad one. And no one knows how you're feeling. So you can't like ask somebody for guidance, unfortunately. I'm like, no one knows the depth of your pain. Like, sometimes occupying your mind is just the only thing that keeps you at bay. You know, trying to fill it up with social media or hobbies or something like that, or a podcast. I don't know. But that's why we do the things. That's a lot of times why people do the things that they do. Drugs, shopping, whatever thing that you do to occupy your mind. Have you considered that you're trying to like satiate some sort of feeling of anxiety? I don't know. One day you might be able to donate your weighted blanket to somebody that needs it more. I don't know. Let's just, a girl has to hope. I don't know. But the first step is acknowledgement. And after today, you know, you won't wish the week was over any longer. Okay. I'm going to be like, you'll start wishing for more time with your family. Like, that's the tea, girl. Like, the information I'm sharing with you will change you. I know it changed me, and you won't have to continue trying to be positive. You will walk with purpose, you know, to be your highest self and to just like shit on the haters. And when I'm done sharing with you this exciting new and old science, Your horrible anxiety will start dissolving, because your higher self will be like, duh, I remember. Duh, it's easy. And you won't be forced to work from home anymore. You won't be able to stop. You know, you will, and I'm speaking to myself. I'm like Freudian slip, whatever. You will be able to stop biting your nails in the middle of the night. Stop scratching yourself in the middle of the night, grinding your teeth in the middle of the night. I've been taking Aleve every day just to alleviate my jaw pain from grinding my teeth in the middle of the night. You know, like thinking, you know, just thinking about the day you haven't even started is weighing down on you. And I want to help resolve it. Are you ready? Oh, did I mention that you'll save money also, because you won't have to, you know, replace your tennis shoes so often, you know? After today, you'll stop walking those extra blocks to avoid that friendly cashier at the deli or at the coffee shop. You'll stop avoiding people. You'll stop having extra shoes and looking different and wearing sunglasses and scarves and shit. And don't get me wrong, today's episode is packed with, you know, some foundational info to stop the panic, the worrying, and compulsion to put your beautiful soul down, okay? But before we, you know, get the mind hack, you know, but before we get to that, you should understand the data that drives it. And that's why, you know, I'm your host, Devon. I thank you for listening. That's the foundation of this show. Let's reference some real information, some reputable sources, because what you're not going to do is try to play me, honey. No, ma'am. And you know, when back when Tyra Banks, speaking of people that are getting canceled, Tyra was the first one this month, rather, that got canceled. You know, back when they aired America's Next Top Model on CW, or the, you know, the WB, whatever the hell it was called, women from all over the country would submit their videos and their photos to Tyra Banks. And like any other contest, you disagreed completely with some of her, you know, choices of winners. You know, Whitney, she, you know, who proclaimed she had a black friend, but she won cycle 10. You know, that was her claim to fame. I have a black friend. Hello, accept me. Using black women as props, Tyra Banks made her winner of cycle 12. And even though Laura James. The Laura James cycle sucked majorly. Laura James skated right on by of the weird way. They, you know, tried to make us that social media thing, a thing. I don't even know. Or cycle 12 with the best international destination. I would have never thought Krista would win that cycle. Tyra Banks was wildin'. But the one thing you did agree about these models is that they did deserve to be there. Regardless of your personal feelings, I would have picked so many other people, but you know, they all had the right bones, the right facial structure, the limbs, the courage to go out there and make their mark. And you know, just as a side note, I just want to like, skirt. Ironically, it took like other iterations of their modeling career to be on top, to be truly on top. And sometimes the contest was simply just the catalyst. So on any level of science or fashion, you know, having the right bones, having the right limbs and the courage to get out there, that's exactly how you define someone that calls himself a model. And a framework of ideas and guesses that gets you, you know, that's kind of what gets you a step closer to like understanding what a model is that framework of like bones and limbs and courage. And models are not truth, but they can give you an idea of how you, you know, how those pants are feeling or how you feel in those pants or how you will fit in under normal circumstances. And in Tyra Banks' case, who could be the most effective representative of the fashion brands? I don't know. In the case of your never-ending anxiety, what model can help you balance shyness with freakiness? Well, today I'm going to give you a little bit of information, but I'm going to ask you to pay close attention to the theoretical model of substance defined by Dr. William Tiller. And basically he states the traditional notions of atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In addition to how you interact, you know, with that confusing part of your reality, all of that has been called into question. And we've talked about this in previous episodes, just calling into question, not because it's wrong, but because there's new information. And there's so much information that science is shifting to ideas that account for forces that are not currently defined by physics. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if you caught that. Like, can we say that again? Science is shifting to ideas that account for forces that are currently not defined by physics. And this alternative model of how the world works, I believe it will give you a concrete evidence of how to stop panicking every single motherfucking day. The first thing Tiller discovered all the way back in the 60s was that there are more forces in nature than the ones we learned about in school. Forces like gravity, electromagnetism, nuclear force, weak forces, strong forces, gluons, pions, it's all magnetism in some capacity. And by putting plants on a machine that could monitor a human heart, William Tiller discovered that outside of the forces I just named, plants still give out energy. Detectable on an oscilloscope, like the dumbest thing that you could detect energy with. But when you detect energy on an oscilloscope, there's only one line, but they found other stuff going on. And he was not able to really deep dive because the government was trying to ensure that this information was hidden to future generations, just like the Antifa, whatever things that they're doing, like just trying to distract us from what's true by blaming anybody that has an opinion contrary to that of the U.S. government. And that's neither here nor there, but it is here and there, girl. He compared that energy to those plants. You know, he compared the energy in those plants with the energy that is also in humans. And he compared it not to just regular humans. He compared it with humans that have the ability to heal with their hands, like the Reiki people or the Hotep people that, you know, do things like that. And he was not, he found something that was very interesting. Guess what? You also possess the same force that keeps all other life forms moving and evolving. So those humans that heal with their hands aren't the only people that can heal with their hands. Apparently, if you practice a little bit, you can unlock a little bit of your esoteric energy. And Tiller used all kinds of instruments. At first, he used telescopes and cameras. And he used different kinds of cameras and telescopes to see what energy looks like. The evidence is there. And by listening to this podcast, I can assure you that I checked my sources. They're listed on my blog, devon.org. Even in the middle of the desert, when Tiller did these experiments, he did them under controlled lab conditions in the middle of the desert in the 60s, before all of this shit that we deal with now, he was detecting energy that we can't detect now because we're going to be like, oh, it's just like all of the satellites we use now. But back then, they didn't have all that shit. And there are natural forces back then that that we didn't understand. And we squashed the research, girl. Like, why would we do that? It's so weird. Tiller electrocuted so many plants because he was intrigued by the results. The interesting thing about that is when he put probes on the leaves, eventually, the leaves stopped cooperating. So, I don't know. Deduct a conclusion from that.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
He then started using living trees. So he used a living tree in the middle of the desert and found that he could still sense the same energy of the plants. And in the middle of the desert, in the 1960s, there was no electricity or interference of any kind. That's why he chose that place. He accidentally pointed his device to the sky in the middle of the desert and found the same life forces emanating from the stars. By measuring plants and humans in an alternative model of science, Tiller didn't find new answers. He actually found new problems that he had to solve. The first thing he found was that plants self-manage their energy. What? So if you have a plant in your house, it's self-managing itself to an extent. When under the bright conditions, it can self-manage itself fine. But when you pot it in your house, it's just looking at you like, girl, can I have some water? And it didn't matter what he did to the plants. They always found a way to be annoyed by his probes. When he looked at conscious humans, he found that when people directed their energy, then received a shock to their system, he was able to measure electricity and life force separately and in separate parts of the body.
Heat
was created by the humans that thought about something intensely like healing cancer. Remember, he used people that already healed with their hands, and they produce heat in other people's bodies. Now it's clear, if this is possible, if this was possible back then, it's possible now. But Tiller asserts more data should be gathered. And, you know, that data was squashed. I wonder why. It's like when you start ruminating about something, you can't stop. So even though the data was squashed, the idea is out there. And it's ruminating, at least in my mind. And the anxiety that I was talking about earlier, that also ruminates inside of you, and it keeps building up. So you normally, what do you do? What do? You start biting your nails, you start smoking cigarettes, drinking Remy, doing drugs. Well, Tiller also discovered that though some people are naturally better at directing their life force, it's possible to develop the ability to control your life force. So all of that self-medication that you're doing can actually be tunneled somewhere else and tunneled in a positive way. And finally, I believe this is all made possible by an intelligent design of the universe. And underneath the hood of everything we all call reality is an inherent structure. I did a segment on numerology, and we found that even in math, another dimension where space and time, there's parts of math where space and time do not exist, pardon me. And yes, you can take Albert Einstein's dick out of your mouth right now, because I mean, he was okay, he was right, but he wasn't that right. He was never the smartest man in the room, considering what I know today. And I don't know where, you know, we got that from, but you know, it's been drilled into us by the leaders of our society. You know, they chose to go that route, just like Christianity and democracy. Sorry. We live under this set of rules that are counterintuitive to the basic structure of the rest of the universe. Counterintuitive. And at the beginning of the show, I promised you miracles. Well, here's the first one. Once we decide to change the rules, our reality becomes limitless. But you have to acknowledge it. You have to acknowledge that you are a supreme being. Therefore, with good evidence, you cannot be contained in this physical reality, obviously. And outside of daily life, you have full control. And once you realize you have been literally lied to by a cult of scientists that want to tamp down all of this good stuff, all of this good information, your priorities should shift. You cannot unknow something. You cannot renege on this information. It may not be today, but one day this information will click with something you have always known. These forces that will require further investigation seem to fall outside of the laws of nature. That is what I'm trying to tell you today. There are things that exist in your home, looking at you right now, that have forces outside of the laws of nature, also called chakras. You can think of yourself as having those forces, transparent slides of energy through your body. It's like you got to think of yourself as like a slide deck, and every piece of slide you move is a chakra, is a piece of you that you can focus and refocus and project. The conflict between those forces and your body make up your body. That's what holds you together. Each chakra is regarded by William Tiller to operate with entirely different laws that have unique characteristics, end quote. This means the bodies that I continue to talk about can be measured by simple instruments. For instance, acupuncture, we've talked about that on this show, is an ancient art of healing, energy healing, and it's made its way into cancer treatments at the institution that I work at. And beyond this theoretical model of substance that William Tiller created, you know, that's what we call God. And even though your chakras don't clang, clang, click, clang together like a wind chime during a windstorm or something, or a thunderstorm, there, you know, there is a measurable interaction between them. They are balls of energy within your body. Your heart chakra is the balls of energy that create your heart. It's not your heart itself. It's all of the nerves right there. Your crown chakra is the ball of nerves in your brain. Your root chakra is the ball of nerves in your rectum or your prostate and your colon and all that shit. Harmony between them is the most, you know, is most important when trying to find, you know, some sort of effect. When you want something to happen, that's how you get it to happen, is by creating harmony within your body. And there's not just one thing you can do. There's not a silver bullet or whatever the hell the expression is called. You have to put all of your energy in achieving balance. You have to have cognizance of everything at one time. And through your mind, you can create patterns of thought that create this balance, or like we're experiencing right now in our society, an imbalance. And you know this because you can soothe your own anxiety very easily with outside things. Well, and you can also rest assured that if with enough practice, you can, you know, affect those patterns by acting like, you know, your own force field. That life force field will begin swirling around you, your environment, and other people. It has a projecting effect. And this is the miracle of your body. This is the miracle of life. It all starts with the mind. And by starting on the mental plane, every time you can start putting all of these forces on one note, you have access to the physical realm. And you have access to the non-physical realm. There is no amount of electricity or interference that can ever take that away. We've learned that from William Tiller. The radiation that emanates from every cell in your body that Rogério Santilli talked about, when he broke hydrogen atoms apart and created gas without creating any sort of particle that would kill us, unlike fusion or cold fusion and all that kind of shit, you can change the environment around you. You can heat up the environment around you. And Tiller suggested in his years of research that you should start with the mental and physical energy inside of the body. So through meditation and intense thinking, you can force yourself to think and feel one thing. Every time your mind wanders, I want you to consciously snap your thoughts back to where they need to be. You are the supreme being. You direct the energy. And for instance, if all of the light in a light bulb was focused to one point, that energy would be greater than the energy currently sitting on the surface of the sun. Anxiety is an imbalance because you are not aware that you have so much control. I call this attunement, and I practice my attunement using binaural beats on Twitter or YouTube or whatever the hell I use. And when witches talk about manifesting your power, they're not shooting smoke up your ass. That shit is real. But the first thing you must do is learn and acknowledge and understand, cognize. And once you learn and do all of that, you can draw your own conclusions. And then after that, you see that a base level of information inside of you has changed, just like a charged up Christmas light on a Christmas tree. And it's up to you to hang up the lights. It's up to you to decorate the tree. It's up to you to celebrate. You deserve beauty and life, a long life rather. just like an evergreen. And you're an evergreen and then some. Thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.